Acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity, Ya Rab.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami, and these are the headlines.
Amir al-Sunnat pays commiserations upon the death of various people, urges the bereaved families to be patient, presents mother in purse to donate virtues to the departed. Amir al-Sunnat sends a prayer message to people distressed due to illnesses. A Sunnah Spied Istima is held under Roshura Department at the Global Madini Markaz Fazan-e Madina in Karachi. Head Roshura Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari and Haji Muhammad Farooq Jilani Attari deliver bayanat. A meeting is held for the Islamic Brothers who write speeches for the weekly Istima at Fazan-e Madina, Faisalabad. Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari takes part in religious activities during his visit to Punjab. A Madrasatul Madina for Islamic Sisters is inaugurated in Toba Tek Singh, Punjab. Ruknashura Haji Muhammad Rafi Attari delivers a Sunnah inspired bayan. The invitation towards righteousness is presented by a special person department at a school for disabled children in Multan. Virtues are donated in South Korea, Portugal, and Uganda.
Dear viewers of Madini Channel, you just watched the headlines. In the beginning of the details, let's listen to a condolence message of Amir al-Sunnat, in which he paid condolences upon the death of various people and offered dua for forgiveness.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون اے اللہ پاک ان کے تمام چھوٹے بڑے چھپے ظاہر جانے انجانے ہونے والے غلام معاف فرما انہیں اپنے جوار رحمت میں جگہ نصیب فرما الہ العالمین ان کی سب نیکیاں قبول فرما اور سارے کے سارے گناہ معاف فرما رب کریم تمام سوگواروں کو صبر جمیل اور صبر جمیل پر اجر جزیل مرحمت فرما آمین بجاہ خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم
It is always painful when a close relative or loved one passes away and we all know what the condition of the heart is at such a time. By paying condolences, the relatives of the departed are given courage and it also shows that Islam has not abandoned its followers in any state. In his condolence message, Amir al-Sunnat urged the bereaved families to be patient and also presented Madani purse to donate virtues to the departed.
تمام سوگواروں کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے کہ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں گناہ سے پاک سنتوں بھری زندگی گزاریں دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہیں ہو سکے تو اس سال ثواب کے لیے 2500 روپے یا زیادہ کے دینی رسائل مکتبۃ المدینہ سے خرید کر تقسیم فرما دیجیے صلی اللہ علی محمد
Let's listen to another message of Amir al-Sunnat in which he inquired about the health of various sick people. He offered dua for their recovery and also presented Madani pearls.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin Ilah al-Alameen Inhe dar-dar ki thokro, aspatalo ke pheron ڈاکٹروں کے دھکوں اور دواؤں کے خرچوں سے نجات عطا فرما یہ بیماری یہ دکھ یہ پریشانی ان کے لیے گناہوں کا کفارہ ترقی درجات کا باعث اور جنت الفردوس میں تیرے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا پڑوس پانے کا ذریعہ بن جائے مولا کریم انہیں صبر دے صبر پر ڈھیروں ڈھیر اجر دے آمین بجاہ خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ لا بأس طہور انشاءاللہ ایک بہت پیارا روحانی علاج پیش کرتا ہوں مکتبۃ المدینہ کے رسالے بیمار عابد پیج نمبر 31 پر کچھ اس طرح لکھا ہے ایک بار درود شریف پڑھ کر ہر بار بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم کے ساتھ سورہ علم نشرح 7 بار پھر آخر میں ایک بار درود پاک پڑھ کر دم کر دیجئے انشاءاللہ الکریم گردے کی بیماری میں فائدہ ہوگا گھر کے تمام افراد کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیے مدنی چینل دیکھتے رہیے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علیہ محمد
At the Global Madini Markaz Fazan-e Madina in Karachi, a Sunnah Spied Istima was held under Rushd Department during which the Head of Shura Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari and Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Farooq Jilani Attari delivered Sunnah Spied Bayanat. The representatives were motivated to improve their performance of the department Besides this, landlords and farmers were informed about Israel. Let's tell you more in this Madani News.
An istima was held at the Global Madani Markaz Fazani Medina of Dawat Islami under Ushu Department of Dawat Islami, in which the farmers from various cities of the country, landlords and representatives of the region and zone participated. Head of Markazi Madrasa Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Hadi Muhammad Imran Attari, delivered a sunnah inspired bayan amongst the Islamic brothers. Motivation was given to further improve the religious activities within their departments and inform them about the ushru of the crops grown on their lands and motivated them to give the ushru of their crops to Dawat Islami.
मिलेगी बचपन से सुन रहे होगे जो किसी के लिए गड़ा खोदते खुद ही गिरता है जैसा करोगे वैसा भरोगे हमारा दीन इस्लाम हमें यह सिखाता है कि काफिर को भी धोखा देना जायज नहीं है नाजायज हराम अल्लाह की नाफरमानी वाला काम यह करने के बाद बंदा बोले कि मुझे कोई बुराई नहीं आएगी यह उसकी भूल है आपने अच्छाई की आपने भलाई की है इंशाअल्लाह आपको भलाई मिलेगी आपको अल्लाह तआला महरूम नहीं फरमाएगा आपको नवाजेगा रब्बे करीम आपकी इज्जत में आपकी माल में आपके घर में आपके कारोबार में रब ताला बरकत अता फरमाएगा इसलिए रहमी करने वाले को अल्लाह जो इनाम देता है हदीस पाक में आता है अल्लाह ताला इसकी उम्र में बरकत देता है इसके रिस्क में बरकत देता है और बुरी मौत को इसे दूर फरमा देता है कितने हमारे खानदान वाले हमारे आसपास में रहते गांव देहात और इधर तो बहुत सारे रिश्तेदार रहते कोई इतनी बड़ा एरिया भी नहीं होता मगर हम रिश्तेदारों के साथ इतना अच्छा सुलूक कर लें अल्लाह की रहमतें कर ले
सलाम पहल करना है मुलाकात अच्छी तरीके से करनी है माल नहीं खाना ज्यादती नहीं करनी जुल्म नहीं करना
अपनी सोच को हमेशा हमने पाकीजा रखना है अल्लाह को राजी करने के लिए आप अच्छे काम करने की नियत करें अल्लाह मुझे भी तौफीक दे आपको भी तौफीक दे
On the other hand, Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami Haji Farooq Jilani Attari and Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Amin Attari informed the Islamic brothers about Ushra.
चाहे मैं देता हूँ उसको दुआएं मदीना
In the end, Salatu Salam was recited. Moreover, Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami Hadi Farooq Jilani Attari offered dua. In the end, landlords and farmers expressed their views to Madani News.
हम लोग जिम्मेदार परा इंशाल्लाह सारे जितने भी आए हैं जो जज्बे के साथ उशर देने के लिए तैयार हैं
इंशाल्लाह जब भी हमें दावत इस्लामी वाले बुलाएंगे हम इधर ज़रूर हाज़िर होंगे
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह मेरा उशर पहले भी हम दावत इस्लामी को देते हैं अब मैं तो खुद दे रहा हूँ लेकिन जाके लोगों को भी तरगीब देंगे ज़िम्मेदारान को
इंशाल्लाह पूरा उशर दावत इस्लामी को दिया करूँगा और अपना भी और लोगों को से दूसरे सलाम भाइयों से लेकर भी दिया करूँगा इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ल
इसमें बहुत कुछ सीखने को मिला ख़ासकर मदनी मुज़ाकरे में शिरकत और नगराने शुरा ने जो तरबियत फरमाई कि हम अपने इलाकों में इतराफ में खासकर जामियात और मदारस और मदनी मराकज की तरकीब बनाएं
देयर आफ्टर रुकने शुरा हाजी फारूक जिलानी तारी मेट विद लैंडलॉर्ड्स एंड फार्मर्स
दावत इस्लामी है ये दावत इस्लामी है ये दावत इस्लामी है दावत इस्लामी है ये दावत इस्लामी है दावत इस्लामी है ये दावत इस्लामी है
Haji Farooq Jilani Attari delivered a sunnah inspired bayan amongst landlords, farmers and representatives and motivated them to serve the religion within their departments, to do various courses and to learn about Sharia rulings related with Ushru upon which they expressed good intentions.
At the Madani Markaz Fazani Medina, Medina town in Faisalabad, Punjab, a meeting was held for the Islamic Brothers related with the sub-department of Islamic Research Center weekly istima who write speeches. Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami and the head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari received performance from the Islamic Brothers and provided further guidance regarding their speeches.
दावत इस्लामी ने दुनिया भर में धूम मचाई है सारे जहां में इश्क मोहम्मद की खुशबू फैलाई है दीन का पैगाम है ये दुनिया भर के नाम है दीन का पैगाम है ये दुनिया भर के नाम है
Let's give you Madani news about Rukne Shura Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari. During his schedule in Punjab, Rukne Shura visited Jame Sulaimaniya in Tosa Sharif and delivered a bayan amongst their students. He also met with Khwaja Hafiz Abdul Munaf near CM House Tosa Sharif. Rukne Shura visited the under construction Jame Masjid Fazane Amna. Moreover, he presented education towards righteousness to traders at Sarafa Bazaar DG Khan. Let's tell you more in this Madani news.
Few days back, Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat-e-Islami Maulana Abdul Abi Battari went on a tour of Punjab where he participated in various religious activities. With respect to this Rukne Shura, during his schedule visited Sulaimaniya University located at Hashim Chowk, Tonsa Sharif. On this occasion, Rukne Shura and the head of Multan region, Haji Muhammad Islam Attari, and other representatives were also present. Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat-e-Islami Maulana Abdul Abi Battari delivered a sunnah inspired bayan on the respect of parents amongst their students and motivated them to get the education wholeheartedly.
جو طالب علم جتنا اپنے اساتذہ کا ادب کرتا ہے اس کو اتنا علم کا نور حاصل ہوتا ہے ایک جملہ یاد کر لیں با ادب با نصیب بے ادب بد نصیب
ہے کرم اس پر خدا پاک کا
رکن مرکزی مجلس شورا آف دعوت اسلامی مولانا عبدالحبیب اتاری وزٹڈ مسجد نیئر سی ایم ہاؤس نیم جامع مسجد فیضان آمنہ اینڈ ریویوڈ دی کنسٹرکشن ورکس دیئر رکن شورا موٹیویٹڈ دی اسلامک برادرز ٹو کمپلیٹ دی کنسٹرکشن ورکس سوئفٹلی ٹو گیٹ دی ایجوکیشن آف دی ہولی قرآن اینڈ ٹو کمنس ادر ریلیجیس ایکٹیویٹیز آن دی ادر ہینڈ دی انویٹیشن ٹوورڈز رائچیسنس واز پریزنٹڈ امنگ تھری اسلامک برادرز ایٹ صرافہ بازار ان ڈیرہ غازی خان رکن مرکزی مجلس شورا آف دعوت اسلامی مولانا عبدالحبیب اتاری موٹیویٹڈ دی اسلامک برادرز ٹو پارٹیسپیٹ ان دی ریلیجیس ایکٹیویٹیز ٹو ٹریول ان مدنی قافلاز ٹو بلڈ مسجد اینڈ مدرسہ to Medina to attend weekly sunnah inspired istima and weekly madani muzakara. On this occasion, Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Aslam Tari and other representatives were also present.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, the construction of Masajid, Madaris and Jamiat continues under Dawat Islami's Qudamul Masajid wal Madaris department in the country and abroad. By the grace of Allah Almighty and the blessings of the Murshid, a Madrasa Medina for Islamic Sisters was inaugurated in Toba Tek Singh, Punjab. With respect to this, an istima was held in his local residence. People related with various fields and other devotees of Rasul participated. Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami and the head of Faisalabad region, Haji Muhammad Rafi Attari, delivered a sunnah inspired bayan and motivated the participants to get the women of their house attain the education of the Holy Quran and other religious education. At Dawat al-Hadith Sharif of the Jamiat Ahmadiyya in Islamabad, the head of Education Department Pakistan met with the students and told them about the significance of the activities of Education Department. Moreover, the invitation towards righteousness was presented in the Education Department at Allama Iqbal Open University. Take a look.
Head of Education Department visited Jamiat Ahmadiyya at the Madani Markaz Faizan Ahmadiyya of Dawat Islami Sector G11 in the federal capital Islamabad. Department had met with the students of Dawat al-Hadith Sharif and informed them about the importance of the work of Education Department. A discussion was held on the necessity of religious activities in educational institutions. On this occasion, the students also made intentions to carry out religious activities in educational institutions. On the other hand, Head of Education Department met with lecturer Dr. Munir at Allama Iqbal Open University at his office in Islamabad. On this occasion, other officials of University were also present. Department had presented an introduction of various departments of Dawat-e-Islami and informed them about the religious activities carried out in educational institutions under Education Department. Department had motivated to carry out religious activities and various courses under Dawat-e-Islami at Allama Iqbal Open University.
The invitation towards righteousness was presented by a special personal department at a special education school for the blind in Multan. Take a look.
The invitation towards righteousness was presented under a special personal department of Dawat Islami at a special education school for the blind in Multan, Punjab. In this, principal Muhammad Tahir, district education officer Mia Muhammad Majid, and others participated. Department had informed the Islamic brothers about virtues of Durood Pak, upon which the students expressed intentions to recite Durood Pak in abundance. Kabina had described the virtues of patience among the vision impaired children. On this occasion, a blind child also recited the Holy Quran. Moreover, the children also expressed their views to Madani News.
Aaj Dawat Islami wale aaye the, unhone hame Durood Pak padhne ka zehn diya tha aur hame achhi achhi baatein sunayi thi, tilawat hui thi, naat hui thi, maine tilawat ki thi aur ek bachcha hai Agham, usne naat padhi thi aur hame aaj bahut maza aaya tha.
District Education Officer Mia Muhammad Majid appreciated the efforts of Dawat Islami and while expressing good intentions, he shared his views.
Dawat Islami, is sawale se apna kleedi kirdar ada kar rahi hai ki ye bacche jis sawale se ye afraad rosh is zamane mein is muashre mein kisi wale se apne aap ko is haas se kam tarike ka shikar na samjhe balki Dawat Islami inke andar ek aisa spirit ek aisa jazba paida kar rahi hai ki aap log اپنے اسپرٹ سے، اپنی ہمت سے، اپنی ایفرٹ سے، اپنی کوشش سے، وہ تمام وسائل کا استعمال کرتے ہوئے، اپنی صلاحیتوں کا استعمال کرتے ہوئے، آپ بھی معاشرے میں اپنا ایک کلیدی کردار ادا کر سکتے ہیں۔
With respect to this, Cabinet had told Madani News.
ماشاء اللہ بچوں نے اظہار کیا کہ ہم درود پاک بھی پڑھیں گے۔ الحمدللہ عزوجل ادارے کے ذمہ داران بھی تشریف فرما تھے، افیسران بھی تشریف فرما تھے، جنہوں نے دعوت اسلامی کے اسپیشل افراد میں دینی کاموں کو سراہا اور اپنے تاثرات بھی دیے۔
دعوت اسلامی ڈپارٹمنٹ خدام المساجد والمدارس has built hundreds of masajid in the country and abroad. فیضان عشق رسول مسجد اینڈ مدرسۃ المدینہ are being constructed under this department in Azban Rar Lower Deer. Let's watch this report on the two-story فیضان عشق رسول مسجد اینڈ مدرسۃ المدینہ built on an area of 10 marla.
Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami holds this distinction of building an enlivening masajid. For this purpose, a department named Khuddam al Masajid wal Madaris has been established. The representatives of it visit various areas and build masajid and madaris there. Similarly, Fazan-e-Ishq-e Rasool Masjid and Madrasatul Madina are under construction in the lower Dir Kapin of Peshawar zone. The rest of the construction will be completed soon. Few days back, the head of North Lahore region, the head of North Lahore zone, head of lower Dir Kapin and the officials inspected the Fazan-e-Ishq-e Rasool Masjid and Madrasatul Madina under construction. Zonal has said that hundreds of thousands of rupees has been spent so far on its construction. More construction is underway.
یہاں فیضان عشق رسول مسجد و مدرسے کی تعمیرات کا سلسلہ جاری ہے۔ ماشاء اللہ انہوں نے کوشش کی ہے، لاکھوں لاکھ روپے ابھی تک لگ چکا ہے، مزید ان شاء اللہ یہ کوشش کر رہے ہیں محلے والے، علاقے والے، اللہ تعالیٰ ان سب کو برکت عطا فرمائے، ان کی کوشش قبول فرمائے، ان کو دنیا اور آخرت میں اس کا اجر عطا فرمائے۔
Cabinet has said that it will cost an additional ₹4 million to complete the 10 marla masjid and madrasat madina.
ye hamara pezan ishq rasool masjid mahara ye asban mahalla mein ye ban raha hai, tamirat jari hai. ye taqriban 10 marle ka jo hai ye plot hai, ye do manzila banega, isme madrasa aur masjid hai, to is pe taqriban 40 lakh lagat aayegi. ahle mahalle wale bhi koshish kar rahe, baki hamare madne chandan ke nazireen se bhi darkhwast hai کہ اس پروجیکٹ پیدان عشق رسول مسجد مدرسہ میں ہمارے ساتھ تعاون فرمائے۔
A member of Dawat Islami SGR department and another representative visited the house of a cabinet representative Muhammad Shahzad Attari in Ranchor Line Karachi. They inquired about his health and offered dua. The cabinet representative of SGR department had recently suffering a leg fracture after falling from stairs.
جو ہے بیمار صحت کے طالب فرما کرم رب غالب.
Under Dawat Islami SGR department, blood camps were organized at a plot adjacent to the Madani Merkez Fazan-e-Madina in Paharanwali and at the Jamiat-e-Madina in Gujarat, Punjab. With Islamic Brothers donated blood.
A blood camp was set up under Fazan Global Relief Foundation of Dawat Islami at a place adjacent to the Madani Merkez Fazan-e-Madina of Dawat Islami at Paharanwali, Punjab, where people greeted with various departments and representatives donated blood for the patients and children suffering from thalassemia and other blood diseases. And while appreciating the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami, they expressed their views. On the other hand, a blood camp was set up under Fazan Global Relief Foundation of Dawat Islami at Jamiat-e-Madina in Gujarat, Punjab, where local Islamic brothers and representatives donated blood and appreciated the efforts of Dawat Islami. Moreover, administrator of Fazan-e-Madina Affairs and Cabinet had shared their views with Madani News.
آپ بھی کوشش کیجئے، یہ بلڈ ڈونیشن جو ہے الحمدللہ جو ڈونیٹ کیا جاتا ہے بہت ساری زندگیوں کے لیے بہت زیادہ اس سے فائدہ ہوتا ہے۔
شعبہ FGRF کے تحت تھیلیسیمیا کے مریضوں کے لیے بلڈ ڈونیشن کیمپین بھی انعقاد کیا گیا ہے۔ عاشقان رسول اس کیمپ میں حصہ لے رہے ہیں اور اپنا خون عطیہ کر رہے ہیں۔
Let's take our viewers to Niger, West Africa, where the head of Nigeria Cabinet and others met with Maulana Sheikh Mohammed Salis Ibrahimi Tijani Maliki at his house in Maradi City. They informed him about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami.
Head of Nigeria Cabinet met with Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Mohammed Salis Ibrahimi Tijani Maliki. On this occasion, other Islamic brothers were also present. Cabinet had presented an introduction of various departments of Dawat Islami and informed him about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami carried out on a global level. Head of Nigeria Cabinet discussed with Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Mohammed Salis Ibrahimi Tijani Maliki to spread the religious activities of Dawat Islami locally, upon which he expressed good intentions and shared his views in local language. Head of Nigeria Cabinet told about the account of the meeting and also interpreted Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Mohammed Salis ابراہیم تجانی مالک کی ویوز ان اردو لینگویج۔
علمی حوالے سے گفتگو ہوئی، ماشاءاللہ انہوں نے یقین دہانی کروائی کہ آپ یہاں پر آئیں، یہ بہت بڑا آپ کا کام ہے، کہ لوگوں کے عقائد بچانا اور ایمان بچانا. تو آخر میں اس کا نتیجہ یہ نکلا کہ آپ جو کام کر رہے ہیں یہ بہت بڑا کام ہے، عقائد اور اعمال کی لوگوں کی اصلاح کرنا. اللہ پاک ہمیں مزید پوری دنیا میں دین اسلام کا پیغام عام کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے.
Let's now give you Madani news from abroad. Virtues were donated and Fatiha was offered in South Korea, Portugal and Uganda. Check it out.
A mehfil was held at the house of a retired Islamic brother Muhammad Alam to donate virtues to his father at Area Wigwan in Daegu, South Korea. With the relatives of the deceased, friends and other business-related personalities participated. Members of South Korea cabinet delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on disadvantages of distance from religion and motivated the participants to truly repent and prepare for the hereafter. In the end, Salatu Salam was recited. Moreover, Dua and Fatiha were offered to donate virtues to the deceased.
Ya Nabi Salam Alayka Ya Rasul Salam Alayka Ya Habib Salam Alayka Salawat Allah Alayka.
Virtues were donated to the father-in-law of an Islamic brother in the Shrouding and Burial Department at Lisbon in Portugal, in which the friends of Ahmed Ijaz and other Islamic brothers participated. Head of Portugal Cabinet delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on contemplating the hereafter and also donated virtues. The funeral salah of a retired Islamic brother Sayyid Daud Shah was offered at Kampala in Uganda. Head of Central Africa region offered funeral salah in which the relatives of the deceased and other Islamic brothers participated.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of good deeds and reflect on your actions of 22nd September. We will be back with more, inshallah, azza wa jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither comment nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity. Ya